This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is live 7 nights a week. Right now, if it's you're listening between 7 and 10 p.m. Eastern Time, you can call in at 855-450-FREE. That's F-R-E-E spelled out, and it's 3733. So 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. And in the previous segment, we were talking about the choking death of Eric Garner in New York. And, you know, that was over, I guess, Lucy cigarettes and that sort of thing. You can still call in about that, 855-450-FREE. Or you can call in about whatever's on your mind, but we're going to change things up a little bit here. Apparently, there's new porn legislation in Great Britain.
Yeah, in the United Kingdom. It's kind of crazy if you look at it. I'm looking at a story in the UK Independent by a woman going by the name of Erica Lust. It says, the new UK porn legislation will turn erotic film into boring, unrealistic male fantasy. Now, if porn was ever something other than unrealistic male fantasy, then I'm really interested to find out what that porn was.
Yeah, kind of interested. They do make, there are like these sort of women's porn producers out there. I'm not exactly sure what the difference is in them, but
yeah, I know when I go to Pornhub, my go-to porn site, like there is like a category like female-friendly or for her porn.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've never looked at it.
Why would you? It's not for you.
Yeah. But yeah, and so she writes in the UK Independent, today pornography in the UK has been quietly censored with a long list of acts now banned from film. As an erotic filmmaker, I'm saddened by what I hear, not only because my fellow producers will suffer as businesses, but because what is most apparent is the enforced restriction on what appears to be acts from which women derive pleasure. Porn and adult film has always been a very male-dominated industry. We need more women in porn as it is, but it seems that we are now back in an era of Victorian morality.
We need more women in porn? It seems like there's far more women in porn than there are men.
I think that she's probably referring to the producers.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems to me that men are the ones who are running the porn industry,
yeah,
but of course, there's no shortage of female porn actors because those girls do make a good bit of money.
Indeed.
The suppression of sexuality in the UK is not a new development, but recently it appeared that we were making some progress. The last year, for example, has seen a huge increase in women speaking out more freely about their sexuality. Suddenly, we're seeing more female porn producers and more adult film created specifically for women. So it should come as little surprise to me, knowing the struggle that we have had to break porn away from the masculine industry regulation, that these same women are now being oppressed. It's 2014, and we need to acknowledge that sexuality is key to human nature, whether it be so-called normal sex as we imagine it or kinkier desires. The fact
I think that this is something that people just don't want to admit, is that we're all sexual creatures and that there is a, you know, like sort of a legitimate porn industry. I can't imagine another talk show where they would admit going to Pornhub. I just can't imagine where they're doing that. And it's like, you know, somehow you're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed, you know, the internet is full of porn for a reason. People are going there. Normal folks are going there. Not going to porn sites is really quite abnormal.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
I'll tell you what's normal. Normal is not talking about it, pretending like it doesn't happen, saying, oh, well, I wouldn't know, you know, those kind of things. That's just as normal as it could possibly be.
Right, because it's normal for people to lie and deceive and watch pornography.
Yeah, but I mean, if you watch movies for other reasons, why not watch movies for prurient reasons? It's obviously not for the acting skills.
Yeah, exactly. And I do appreciate some good acting in porno, by the way. I get totally taken out of a scene if the girl's totally obviously faking it.
See, I would not be, well, you're talking about enjoying it during the act, and I've heard some actresses truly do enjoy it, and others are good actresses, and others are, you can like see them every once in a while, you'll see like their eyes move to something that's happening sort of off camera, and you're like, oh, well, you know, somebody just gave her direction or something on how to do this, and
right,
it sort of ruins the whole thing. But, you know, I mean, it's, I think that I never watched the stories in porn. I think that that's all kind of silly to me.
I used to be a big fan of a thing called Bang Bus. And
yes,
Bang Bus.
Bang Bus, yeah.
You're familiar with Bang Bus. Okay. So, and I did like the storylines in there, and they had some really interesting dialogue.
Well,
like,
what is the storyline?
Well, that they would basically, the idea behind Bang Bus was they'd take a guy out in this, in the Bang Bus in this van, and they'd go and pick a girl up basically off the streets and offer to give her a ride home. But, you know, at some point they'd realize that they weren't on the way home. They were off in some distant place, and they'd tell the girl either, or you're going to have sex with this guy, or you're going to get out of the car and walk home.
Well, a lot of times they'd offer money.
They did, yeah. They certainly offered them money, but, you know, they would either bribe or coerce them, whatever it took.
Right. It was just, you know, it was just the storyline. And what they would often do is after the act, then they would treat her like a hoe and like throw her out of the bus in the middle of Nowheresville. And sometimes they'd throw the money at her. Sometimes they'd keep it, you know, just a variety of different things.
Right.
I remember they switched it up one time and they were taking one of their girlfriends out and trying to find some guy. Like, that's difficult.
Yeah.
And they turned it around just to see how that would do for views. And I thought it was all sort of clever, and what it allowed for is it allowed actresses who were, say, not so porn starry to be able to make some money in the porn industry.
Certainly.
And you know, guys that weren't so porn, you know, guy-y, and they could, you know, this was sort of porn for the everyday person more so. But then it, you know, it jumped the shark at some point, and I don't even know if it exists anymore.
Yeah, it's I do believe that the website is still there, but it was it was definitely a different, it used to be more credible, I think. I think they changed it up a lot. In any case, that's not what's going on in the UK, though. They had banned, there's always been some restrictions on this in the UK as far as it went with, DVDs, right? So what has changed in the UK is now that the same rules apparently that had applied to DVDs all along are now applying to video on demand and like internet produced stuff, which, by the way, like has no effect on the porn that you can watch in the UK. You can actually still go and watch porn that is produced in the United States or anywhere else. You can watch that on the internet. Obviously, there's no rule against that.
Oh, so they're not even stopping you from getting internet porn? And I don't even understand.
All they're changing is how porn produced in the UK is produced.
Is there a lot of that? I mean, do many people in the UK say, I just have to get my porn with silly English accents? I mean, is that what the thing is? There's different genres of race in porn. I didn't realize there were sort of regions.
Yeah, so the I personally am like totally taken out of a scene by like a British accent in my porn. Like if I hear a British accent in a porn, I close that tab and I go to the next one. But apparently there are other people who feel differently about it.
I guess you just don't keep it on mute.
But what they did was how do you watch porn on mute? I don't understand
you
that.
Keep the
audio is like the most important part. But in the UK, what they're doing now is so you can't now produce porn in the UK that contains any of the following: spanking, caning.
Caning?
Yeah, no caning.
Okay, so yeah, like I'm going to get introduced to some things that I find shocking, so I'm just going to not jump in every time. Go ahead.
Aggressive whipping. Uh-huh. So apparently there's some whipping allowed, not, you know, too much. Penetration by any object, quote, associated with violence. So I guess you can't put like a do an insertion scene with like a fake gun or
gun
something.
Barrel or like a whip, the you know, the handle of a whip.
Yeah. Physical or verbal abuse. So verbal abuse would certainly rule out anything like we had with Bang Bus. Water sports are like urine play. Role playing is not adults, and we'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back. It's
free
talk.
What do you think about this banning of porn? What are going to be the unforeseen consequences? 855-450-3733.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market,
making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. Physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about porn, certain porn acts being made illegal in the UK.
Yeah, exactly. So you're not allowed to, if you're producing pornography in the UK, you're not allowed to do any of the things that are on this list that came out as part of an act that recently got passed.
We'll talk about that list in a second, but I first want to tell you about a really incredible piece of audio theater. So if you believe in the ideas of liberty, like me, you may find it difficult, like me, to read stories or watch movies or those kind of things with the kids in your life, because so many things have collectivist and statist propaganda built right into them. Well, I was listening to one of the best pieces of audio theater that I've ever heard recently, and it's so good that you might even call it an audio movie played out on the screen of your mind. It's that great. It's got big name actors and actresses in it. For instance, Billy Boyd of Lord of the Rings, Skandar Keynes of Chronicles of Narnia, James Cosmo of Braveheart, Joanne Froggatt of Downton Abbey. These are big names. As a matter of fact, it's got its own score that was produced for it. It's in Freedom's Cause, and it's one of the greatest stories of the struggle for freedom in recorded history, the story of William Wallace. It's like Braveheart, only it doesn't have all those historical inaccuracies. And, you know, I think that that's important. You can appreciate Braveheart for the movie it is, but it isn't particularly accurate. History's been gutted and sanitized, and Freedom's Cause brings history alive for kids and adults in a wholesome way. Give the gift of freedom to your loved ones this year by purchasing In Freedom's Cause at infreedomscause.com. You get the family four-pack with a special code for Free Talk Live listeners. Use coupon code FTL. You get the family four-pack of CDs for half price, half off. So you get four CDs. That's four different gifts for the price. It's a great deal. You support Free Talk Live. You support the More Liberty audio being produced. And, you know, it's great. And you're helping your family and the young ones in your life. InFreedomsCause.com. Coupon code FTL. Let's go to Rusty calling in from Houston. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, y'all. I think the UK kind of banning certain porn is a jobs program, and stay with me on this.
Okay.
They're going to take lawyers out of the legal profession that would focus on something else. They're going to waste their time and focus on porn, any cases dealing with porn that may fall under whatever committee that's created, paid for by British tax dollars to oversee this new legislation. They'll create police, porn police, to go around and check people's houses or just make sure people aren't watching the wrong porn. That'll clog up the courts with stupid cases about, you know, a person being found with said illegal porn, create a black market. You'll have shady deals for DVDs. It's a joke all around, but
yeah, I think you're probably right that it'll cause, you know, it'll cause a creation of jobs. I hesitate to call it jobs because it's not really work. It's a job, but it's not work.
Yeah, it doesn't produce anything. It's not positive economic production. It's work, all right. I mean, going through courts and dealing with all of that madness is certainly a frustrating thing. That you could not pay me enough to do it. That's for sure.
Yeah,
but no value being provided by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, Rusty.
Do you think this could happen in the U.S. or with Larry Flint? It seems like some of the laws were pushed back a bit dealing with regulating kind of porn. Do you think there's going to be something like this could take place in the U.S. again?
I would tend to say that it could, right? Like it could.
Yes.
Yes. We already have had. There's a guy, Max Hardcore, got locked up for obscenity or distributing obscene material. It has happened. There have been pornographers locked up in the United States already for what would otherwise usually be considered free speech activity. There's this the movie, the video, Two Girls, One Cup. If any of you see seen it, is banned in the United States, that this is considered obscene material that is not...
Oh, it's obscene, all right.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And it's not, you know, the most erotic thing that I've ever watched, but, you know, it is a shocking, funny thing.
I only saw it
thing.
For a moment, and that was all I needed to see.
Yeah, I used to love to show it to people and be like, hey, have you seen this, you know, porno yet? You know, and people get, you know, you see the beginning of it, you know, the two girls are kissing and, you know, some guy's like, hey, yeah, this looks, oh my God, what have I seen, right?
You cannot unsee it.
So, I mean, it already has happened here in the United States. And one of the things that I think if you look at here is interesting. I was looking at two separate articles at independent.co.uk today, and one of them was written by a woman who sort of like made it sort of like from a feminist angle, was just trying to make this, you know, against female pleasure or something like that. But I actually think that a lot of this stuff goes towards this whole discussion of rape culture, right? Like there are people who are, you know, insisting that society is so bad that it's just like socially acceptable to rape women now, and that's rape culture. And so they want to do things to sort of get away from that. And I think that this is part of that. I actually think probably there's a lot of, you know, feminist influence here. You're not supposed to be spanking or caning or...
Well, there's two different sort of sides of the feminist camp. There's the sex-positive feminists, and I don't know what they call the other ones. You know, some people believe that... some feminists believe that women are exploited, like, every time when any sex act occurs, essentially, or especially when it's recorded in some way, and so sex bad. But others are like, no, women should be free to do what men are do, or whatever. Rusty?
Yeah, feminists, I think they are going away. Type of man-hating environment. I know the actress recently came out, I think, at the UN and said that it's not a man-hating culture, but it sure seems like it at times when they portray every male as a rapist or just finding some way to trick women into having sex with them. That's just not how it is. It's a mutual...
Well, I think that the sad part about the internet is when people try to make reasonable points and they ally themselves in a group, right? That what you'll often find is that the nuts in that group are the ones that are sort of pointed out. I don't know what the reasonable points are from the feminist camp. I have yet to sort of figure that out. It seems like most of them are debunked by Time magazine's the four feminists, the four sexual rules or whatever that just won't die. I can't remember what it's called. I'll post it at facebook.freetalklive.com. But, you know, what I often hear, the best points, I guess, are women CEOs don't make as much as men, and there aren't nearly as many of them. Or there aren't as many women politicians as men. But in a lot of cases, those are sort of self-selecting careers, and they're not easy to do. So I don't know what I think about all that. But I do appreciate the call, Rusty. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's talk to Pugnacious Pete. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Mark and Ian?
Hey, Ian's not
with us today.
Just to tease it, tease what you want to talk about here, Pete, because we're going in. We only give you a second here for a second.
Yeah, I want you to check out my new Blog Talk Radio spot. It's called Radio Sodom and Gomorrah.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be great. Just hang on through the break, man.
855 450 free. Free Talk Live.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
When I first heard the story that certain sex acts were going to be outlawed in porn in Great Britain, the first thing I thought about was ProXPN. ProXPN is a virtual private network, and what it allows you to do is encrypt your internet connection from you to the websites you go to. So if, for instance, you're in some place that won't let you see certain pornography or whatever websites they don't want you to see, you can see that by simply using a VPN, and ProXPN.com is among the best. You just go to ProXPN.com/FTL, and we got a discount for you. It works on all computers. You just use promo code FTL, and you'll get 50% off the annual account. And that's about $5 a month. So with coupon code FTL50, did I say FTL50? Coupon code FTL50. You get that savings for the lifetime of the account, not just for the first year, first 3 months or whatever. It's for the lifetime. And if you want to save a little more, you can use Bitcoin and use coupon code FTLBTC. And you get 62% off of an annual account. So it's getting really inexpensive to be able to have private internet browsing. Now you say, you don't need it. I don't do that stuff. That's fine.
you could just let your internet service provider continue to collect all kinds of data on where you go and what your habits are, and they're going to do whatever they want with that data. They'll give it to the government if the government asks, or maybe they'll just give it to the government anyway. They'll sell it to marketers. They'll do whatever they want. Anybody who happens to be able to get into your Wi-Fi or spoof your packets or whatever, well, they can have access to your information, your bank account information, all that stuff, too. Don't worry about it. You don't go to porn sites. You don't need a VPN. You don't have a bank account. You don't need a VPN. You don't go to the internet. You don't have a tyrannical government. You don't need a VPN, for God's sake. So don't go to proxpn.com/FTL. You're fine on the internet. Everything will be okay. Just continue surfing on the internet without a prophylactic. It'll be all right. proxpn.com/FTL.
Now, to the credit of the UK government, they're not actually like banning like what kind of porn you can see. It's just the production, you know,
yes.
with certain things in the production of it, and maybe Pete has some input on this.
Yeah, so Pete apparently is going to start a blog talk radio show, Radio Sodom and Gomorrah. Is that right?
You're darn right. It's going to be like Free Talk Live, but with the grace of God instead of filthy porn.
So what do you think about the UK outlawing the production of porn with certain acts in it? Are you for this or against it?
The entire thing should be illegalized, and feminists should be hit with a stick by the rabbi.
I'm sorry. You say it one more time. You think what should be what?
I think the entire thing should be illegal in this country, and they're watching it should be illegal. And I think the feminists should be hit with a stick by the rabbi in open court after they're convicted.
Okay,
so rabbis should be hitting promiscuous women or feminists, and porn should be banned. So, I mean,
okay,
this
I really
is what we can expect from Radio Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, I really got this wrong, Pete, and I'm sorry. Because I thought you actually supported some kind of human freedom, like you support
do.
Maybe freedom of religion. That's no, you don't. And so, you know, you're supporting illegalizing it. I thought we
it's
had
a felony.
What's a felony?
It used to be a felony before the '70s when it was legalized. Remember that?
I wasn't alive before the '70s. But
what's a felony?
Do you think the world's a better place now?
It's a worse place. And look at it. You know what? When we turn our back on conservative Christian principles, this is what happened to society. We say, oh, there's no harm, no foul, no violation of common law. I can just do whatever I want to my body. Look at the destruction it does to your next-door neighbor.
What does it do to your next-door neighbor?
What does it do
my next-door neighbor seems fine, and I look at porn.
Well, I used to. I used to be addicted, but Jesus set me free.
I'm so glad you're free.
You had a pornography addiction there, Pete?
Of course, and it's a road to hell. Everybody's addicted to something, and they need the freedom from Jesus Christ. Nothing sets you free from drug abuse, abortion, homosexual things.
Huh. Do we lose him?
Apparently, nothing sets you free from the phone line either.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I've been trying to encourage him and a couple of our other like regular callers that they should definitely, you know, create a podcast or do their own show. I had a lot of fun the other night. I was going through Dave in New York, Hudson Valley Guys YouTube channel, and that was hilarious. He had all these different videos up, and like, you know, most of his videos don't have more than two or three views on them, but he just keeps on producing videos every single day, and probably like a dozen of them were like personals ads, like, hey girls, will you date me, and here is all the criteria under which I may or may not date you. And
I just a bunch of rules.
Oh yeah, like Dave in New York will not sleep with women who have kids. He says that in every single one. If you got kids, nope, can't do it. You know, no fat chicks for Dave in New York. He had some, you know, Dave in New York has some standards, man. I don't know, you know, how often these ads are actually
standards are met.
Yeah, how often the standards are met is another question, because it doesn't seem to be that more than, you know, I don't think more than any of his videos have more than, you know, 10 or 15 views on them. Most of them have less than 10.
We certainly have a bevy of sort of nutty callers here on Free Talk Live, regulars, and we've always had that. It's the nature of opening up the phone lines and letting anybody call in about anything.
Yeah.
Is you're going to get some people that just have some wacky opinions.
And some of these people, you know, I think that I certainly think that there's actually like a demographic that would be very interested to hear what Pete in California has to say about God and homosexuals and, you know, Jesus and pornography.
He might,
and
he might be able to get himself a following and, you know, people giving him money and stuff.
Yeah. And I would absolutely love, I would love to hear the audio content. Cause I mean, the guy has no problem talking. He can call up here, keep us busy for a segment if we don't, you know, if the phone doesn't disconnect or we don't hang up on him.
Get rid of him. Well, he does some street preaching too. And that's always kind of interesting to hear about, you know, and he's out there hassling people on the subways or whatever.
He needs a YouTube channel. I mean, the radio Sodom and Gomorrah thing sounds interesting, Pete, and I really am going to tune into it. I want to hear it. But you need a YouTube channel, because my understanding is that Pete is running around in the streets of California yelling at people about homosexuality and how it's going to send us all to hell. And I think that that's got to be making for some really interesting videos. Somebody, not only should Pete have his own camera, somebody should be following Pete around with a camera.
He should have like a head mounted GoCam or something like that, and then just that would be a lot of fun. So getting back to the story, what are the acts that are being outlawed here in UK?
Yeah, so in the UK, you're not allowed to now do certain things if you're producing the porn there. It doesn't restrict what you're allowed to view as a porn consumer. You can, you know, watch as much filthy violent porn from the United States as you want in the UK. But you're not allowed to produce porn in the UK if it has spanking, caning, aggressive whipping, penetration by any object, quote, associated with violence, physical or verbal abuse, urolagnia, which is like
sounds gross.
Urine play. People want to play water sports, as some people have referred to
it. I prefer that term.
role playing as non adults, so you can't
really.
Yeah, so like I guess the like babysitter, you know, oh, take my pigtails down sort of thing is maybe a little less permitted there now.
Well, that's interesting. Now, when it says non-adult, because obviously these aren't the law. These are just interpretations of the law. But, you know, when it said non-adult, I was thinking, well, what if they want to be like these furries, people who dress up as barnyard critters or whatever the heck they do. And they do it or whatever. And that's not an adult. It's a critter.
Yeah.
And so I imagine what they're talking about here is kids. And,
right.
You know, some people like to wear diapers and whatever the heck they do. It's all human sexuality is a funny, messed up game. And
certainly
I have no idea where all this kink comes from. I think half of it comes from the suppression. Just the suppression of sexuality, that if sex wasn't so ashamed, that you would have far less kink. But what is your thought on that? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Mom gives us our own special Christmas ornament every year. This year she gave me one with a picture of me playing soccer. It's my most favorite ornament ever.
Each Christmas, moms everywhere create the wonderful tradition of placing special ornaments on the Christmas tree. This year, you can make your tradition even more special with unique, customizable ornaments from personalcreations.com. They have an amazing selection of adorable ornaments to choose from. You can even design the characters to look just like members of your family, including your pets. And you can customize each ornament with any name you'd like to make them truly one of a kind. Radio listeners, you can get a special deal. For a limited time when you order select ornaments on the site, you'll get a second one absolutely free. That's two amazing ornaments for the price of one, and personalization is included. But hurry, because this exclusive offer ends this Friday at midnight. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to personalcreations.com. Click on the orange star in the top right corner and enter the secret code 6767. That's personalcreations.com, secret code 6767.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry, herbalhealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antivirus, viral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4 herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys fall chili special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. My name's Mark.
And I'm Chris Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. If you're wondering where Ian is, it is his night off. He takes a sort of a floating night off somewhere between like Tuesdays and Thursdays. So otherwise, we're on 7 nights a week on Free Talk Live, and there's not many shows that have that level of commitment. We're doing 6 days a week. Ian and I are. We bring in co-hosts like you, Cantwell. And, you know, helping us out and keeping the show spicy. But, you know, there's not many shows that give it to you like that. And there aren't many shows that will give you away the archives for free. You can go to archives.freetalklive.com and you can get years, nearly a decade's worth of audio available to you at archives.freetalklive.com. And it's just for the downloading. You don't have to pay for it. If you want to listen to what Free Talk Live was doing 6, 7, 8 years ago, you can do that. Archives.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about this story out of Great Britain where apparently they're outlawing certain sex acts in porn. And I just wonder what's so bad in the world right now that we have to outlaw certain sex acts in porn? I mean, is it that big of a deal? I mean, there's certainly porn that I do not want to see. I think it's unhealthy. But outlawed? What's the point?
The point is, in the case of all regulation and legislation, is to gain more control over entire segments of the economy, right? I mean, this is what these lunatics are always out to do, and whether it's saying that you can't have water sports in UK porn, or whether it's the war on drugs. I mean, at the end of the day, it's maniacal, violent, dangerous people inserting themselves into the voluntary and consensual affairs of others.
Indeed. So is there any more facts on this besides
what's outlawed? Yeah, so we started to go through this list, and we got through, you know, spanking, caning, physical or verbal abuse, water sports, role-playing as non-adults, anything with physical restraint, if you're holding somebody down, if you're trying to recreate a rape fantasy, something like that. Humiliation is no good, so that... It takes out a huge section of would take out a huge section of my porn consumption, because I do sort of like that. Female ejaculation is no longer allowed in UK porn, and that one struck me as really being weird, right? Because that is something that there's certainly a lot of that in pornography today. Why that would be seen as something that the censors needed to get an uproar about, I don't know. Some of these things, it almost seems like they're trying to make porn less violent, and while I disagree with it, I can understand why there are people who would want to do that, right? But this one, I mean, female ejaculation... What's not to love about female ejaculation?
Well, I have no interest in it. I think it's sort of messy and prurient, not what I'm interested in. But nonetheless, I don't think it should be outlawed. And I don't think there's anything wrong with it either. I don't think that's unhealthy. I think some of this domination stuff that, you know, where it's it looks like crimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really have a problem with that. But, you know. Whatever.
I like it. I mean, like, I like to choke girls, you know, I like to, and that's a great one for, there's a new Twitter account has been created called Out of Context Cantwell, so probably have a blast with that one. I like to choke girls, but I like to, like choking during sex and
Why?
Stuff. I like.
What is wrong? Were you abused as a child? What is this?
Yeah, I was, and that, maybe that has something to do with it. I got, you know, I got spanked.
A lot of people say spanking's not abuse, but, whatever.
But, yeah, I like...
Consensual. If it's voluntary and consensual, I don't have a problem with it.
Well, exactly. And I find, like, a lot of chicks are really, like, into that. You know, they want to be, like, slapped and choked and, sort of treated strangely.
I have heard, read on the internet, that the rape fantasy for women is as prevalent and as common as the... two girls, one guy fantasy is for men.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a pretty darned common fantasy. So I don't know, but it sounds like, you know, somebody thinks it's pretty common.
Certainly. And, I mean, it goes to just sort of being dominated, being, you know, controlled and stuff like that. And it's something that's a very big turn on for, you know, a lot of women. And, being in control and dominating another person is a very common fantasy for men. So for me to, find a girl who's into it, of course, you know, I don't go out and start choking and slapping random women on the street.
No, that's not really going to work out well for you.
As tempting as that might be at times, I obviously don't do that. And so when I find a woman who's also into these things, you know, likes to get slapped and spanked and
are there websites for you folks?
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, I don't know about, you know, there's obviously, like, you know, hookup websites and stuff like that. I just use the regular, you know, dating apps and stuff like that. Okay Cupid, Plenty of Fish, and, you know, whatever comes
Plenty
along.
Of Fish, is that a dating app of some sort?
Yeah. So it's Plenty of Fish and Okay Cupid are the two, like, most popular free dating websites on the planet.
I see.
They have smartphone apps.
See, to me, what you're talking about there sounds kinky to me, but apparently you don't think it's kinky enough that you have to go to some specialized website for dating. There are people that have to.
Yeah, no, I don't think that it's really not all that uncommon at all. I mean, especially like spanking, I think, is like just like normal at this point, like common.
People,
you know,
talk about it.
You know,
seems girls, like wasting time to me.
I have yet to find a girl who didn't appreciate a smack on the butt during sex. You know, whether they're into, like, getting choked or how hard they like to get choked or slapped in the face, those are, you know, different questions. But,
slapped in the face. Good luck. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So all that stuff's being outlawed in porn in Great Britain.
Yeah, you're not allowed to, and the last three were strangulation, face-sitting, and fisting.
Face-sitting.
Face-sitting, yeah.
Now, that is a little confusing to me, because that seems like a... what I think of when I hear that is that that would be a relatively normal activity. I'm not going to sort of describe bodies or anything like that. I think that we might... I'm pushing too far for what I'd be prepared to do on the radio, but it doesn't sound like that big of a deal. Maybe there's some twist to it that I'm not familiar with.
My understanding of it, and I don't know that I have a firm definition of it here, but I think it's a little bit more than a girl getting a mustache ride, right? Like it's not just oral sex with the woman on top. It is my understanding of it would be like sort of like smothering a person with one's rear end or something like
okay.
that, and putting a great deal of pressure on a person's face, and you know.
But now this doesn't mean you can't view this stuff in Great Britain. They've just outlawed the production of porn in Great Britain that, you know, has this stuff. So really,
precisely.
What they've done is they've created a porn industry in Normandy or something, right?
Right.
People are going to go to the Isle of Man or, some really close place and produce and take British actors and actresses that are, they have the requisite accents or whatever it is that they do to produce porn for people in Great Britain, and they're going to do their stuff there.
Yeah.
And that's that. All they've done is driven an industry off the island.
Exactly. That's all that they've accomplished. I mean, it reminds me of a thing that I think that there was like an ordinance passed in like Los Angeles, California, that you could that all porn produced in Los Angeles, California had to be produced with condoms. And I was like, well, I'm just not going to watch any porn that's produced in Los Angeles because condoms ruin porn for me even more than they ruin sex, right? Like, I don't want condoms in my sex life, and I certainly don't want them in my pornography. But, what did it take to get around that was to drive 5 minutes outside of Los Angeles and produce your porn there.
Yeah, I don't know. What Los Angeles was hoping to do is to get it sort of pushed on into greater California. I know they had
right.
some success in getting some rules as far as California goes, but New Hampshire, it's legal to produce porn here too. So they may just drive the industry out of the state if they're not careful. I think they might have more trouble because it's so much in California. There's just so many people, and people come there to have film careers, and some of them, it's not going to work out. You have a talent, honey, and it isn't acting. And they may, they may end up. It would be difficult for them to move out of the state because they wouldn't have that pool of resources there.
Yeah, certainly. There's a lot of washed up or washed up would sort of imply having been at some point. But
never had.
Yeah, a lot of women who move out to California to make it big in the movies industry, and they end up
not waiting tables
with something big on their cheek instead.
It certainly is the case, it seems to me. That's at least what one comes to believe. So you can give us a call, 855-450-3733. Share your thoughts on, the ruling on Eric Garner and New York City, this situation in Great Britain. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now, that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops
are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.